Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Today we continue with our series of promises, and today is a promise of compassion. Our Bible text is from Psalm 103, verse 13. It says in an English Standard Version, "As the Father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him." Amen. It's interesting how people have false conceptions of God. When you mention God or Christian, they don't want to hear, they close their ears. Others think church and Christianity is only money, like a business. And others go to the church to light a candle. But most of these people, they never ask the question, who is God? Who is God? I have a book at home. It has 639 names of God. 639 names of God. God is so great that you cannot explain in one word who he is. You cannot call him only by one name. You need names to understand the great and magnificent person of God. One of the names is compassion. God is compassionate. Our verse says, as a father has compassion for his children, so the Lord has compassion for us. But actually, his compassion is even greater than human compassion. Those who think God is only a wrathful God have not understood anything about him. And those who say God is only love, they have not understood either. When God appeared to Moses, he said, "I am who I am. I am who I am." That explains it all. I am. No past, no present, no future. God has always been and is always. He is a never-changing God. Praise the Lord. When he shows compassion, he shows it for all eternity. God has given commands, and they must be fulfilled, and these commands, they stand forever. When he said, "Preach the gospel to all the world," that means we have to preach. That's what he says, until the world doesn't exist anymore. So then, the reason why people cannot understand God is because they do not have the Holy Spirit. Because things about God must be understood by the Holy Spirit. As it says in 1 Corinthians 2:14, the natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God. For the day are folly to him, for they are folly to him, and he is not able to understand them, because they are spiritually discerned. You cannot understand God if you look in a human way. You have to understand it in the spirit. You need spiritual discernment to understand the things of God. If the Holy Spirit is within you, you will understand. If the Holy Spirit is not within you, you cannot understand. When we read the Bible, we learn about the compassion of God. We see when Israel was unfaithful to God and they were punished with enemies, God was always compassionate and saved them. David wrote many psalms about compassion. In Psalm 86, verse 15, it says, "But you, O Lord, are a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in mercy and truth." When David fell into sin, he prayed for the compassion of God in Psalm 51, verse 1. "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love. According to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions." Compassion means to have mercy, to be sympathetic, to have pity. But actually, compassion is even greater. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, exemplified all the Father's attributes, including compassion. When Jesus saw his friends weeping at the grave of Lazarus, he felt compassion to them and wept with them. Moved with compassion to the suffering of others, Jesus healed a large crowd who came to him for healing. He was always available when people sought him for healing. When he saw the large crowd of sheep scattered, sheep without a shepherd, his compassion led him to teach them the things that the false shepherds of Israel had abandoned. The priests and the scribes were proud and corrupt. They despised the common people and neglected them. But Jesus had compassion for them, and he taught them and loved them. When you read the New Testament, you see how often it says that Jesus had compassion. I want to give you some verses. In Mark chapter 1, verse 41, it says, "Filled with compassion, Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. I'm willing," he said, "be clean." Chapter 6, verse 34. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. Mark 8:2. "I have compassion for these people. They have already been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat." Luke chapter 7, verse 13. "And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said unto her, weep not." In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3. "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort." The Father of compassion. He is compassion. Praise the Lord. So these are only a few verses about the compassion of our loving God and Jesus Christ. If you study these verses, you cannot feel anything else but to feel this compassion, this love that cries out to you. If you study these verses, you will understand, you will feel it, you will feel that compassion. You have to meditate upon these verses to understand them, to feel them, to love God, and listen to this message again. Jesus told the parable of the lost son. He had squandered his father's inheritance and felt unworthy to be a son. He went home. When the father saw him from a distance, he ran towards him, embraced him, this stinking, dirty son, he embraced him. The father had compassion. There's also the parable of the lost sheep. The shepherd searched for the lost sheep until he found it. In Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 and 23, says, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. His compassions never fail. Think of this. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. His compassion is new every morning. Every morning new. So when you get up in the morning, his compassion is already there. As he gave us compassion, so we are to pass it on to others. It says in Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Clothe yourself with compassion. It doesn't say clothe yourself with modern clothes, but with compassion. It should be all around you. Compassion should be part of our character. It says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, be kind and compassionate in one to one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ God forgave you. Be kind and compassionate to each other. Because there is power in compassion. As Christ gave his life for us, never doubting, so should we. Imagine Jesus had seven thoughts. And you would have thought, is it really needed to go to the cross? They have ill-treated me. Why should I die for them? I just go and enjoy a good life. What's it worth to die for these people? They're so rotten. But his loving kindness would never make any such thought. He was filled with the love of God. We are his disciples. We are children of God. We show the same compassion to others. There is a difference between loving, between having sympathy and having compassion. Sympathy looks in and says, I'm sorry. Compassion goes in and says, I am with you. Sympathy looks in and says, I would like to help. But compassion goes in and says, I'm here to help. Sympathy says, I wish I could carry your burden. Compassion says, cast your burden on me. Sympathy often irritates with many words. Compassion helps and heals in quietness and understanding. As Christ didn't show us sympathy, but compassion, so should we have compassion for those who are around us. If Jesus said, if someone forces you to go 1 mile with him, go with him too. Sometimes it means to go out of our way to help someone. When I make international travels, usually believers pick me up from the airport or from railway stations in the middle of the night. They have compassion. They get out of their way, out of bed, to come and pick me up. That is compassion. That is compassion. A young man by the name Mark was walking home after school when he noticed another boy walking in front of him. And that boy in front of him dropped all his things. He lost his books, he lost his cap, he lost his t-shirts, he lost everything. Mark knelt and helped the boy to pick up his scattered things. Since they were going the same way, he helped the boy to carry part of his burden. As they walked, he discovered something about that other boy. His name was Bill. He loved video games, baseball, and history, but other things he had trouble with. So as you walk with a person, you get to understand if you take interest. They arrived at Bill's home, and Mark was invited in for a Coke and some TV. The afternoon passed pleasantly with a few laughs and shared small talk. And then Mark went back home. They met each other from time to time. They went out for dinner together. And as the years passed, they met again. And they spoke about that day. And Bill reminded Mark on the day when they first met. And he said, "Did you ever wonder why I was carrying so many things home that day?" He asked Bill. Bill asked, "You see, I cleaned out my locker, my cupboard, because I didn't want to leave a mess for anyone else." And Bill told Mark that he realized that he didn't want to die. No, sorry. He said, "I had stored up some of my mother's sleeping pills because I wanted to go home and commit suicide." Bill told Mark that he realized that he didn't want to die after speaking with him, with loving with him. And he didn't want to miss all that. "I would have missed that time with you," he said, "and many other good times in my life that followed. Mark, I'm trying to say that you did a lot more than you picked up those books that day. You saved my life." So sometimes when you show compassion, you do much more than what you just see with your eyes. I had some experiences. I was in a shop when I came to the parking lot to pay for the ticket. I realized I have no coins. As I stood at the pay machine, somebody came from the back, put in one franc and disappeared. I didn't even have a chance to say thank you. I don't know how he looks like. I was looking for him, I couldn't find him. Just disappeared. That is compassion. When you drive a car, you see someone on the road who has difficulty to walk, you stop and pick them up. When you open your eyes, you see many opportunities where you can show compassion. Compassion has to do with love. The command of God is love your neighbor as you love yourself. Jesus told the story of a man who was attacked and robbed. When the religious leaders passed by, a foreigner, a Samaritan, who was despised, stopped and showed compassion. Compassion doesn't ask for race or culture. Compassion is neutral. A friend of mine has a church in India And the church is called Fountain of Compassion. Fountain of Compassion. Indeed, our compassion should be like a fountain flowing continuously, always again and again. And the fountain has to be so full and its compassion must spread and must be seen. Compassion has to do with our faith. James wrote that if faith has no action, it is dead. Compassion is that action that must be added to our faith. As Jesus had compassion on every one of us, every day again and again, in the same way we should compassion to the people around us. If everybody does the same, the world will be a much better place. We have the promise of compassion. The compassion of the Lord never stops. Never stops. His loving kindness and compassion lasts forever. Praise the Lord. May our acts of compassion have lasting results. May others be lifted up by our compassion. May they find new purpose in life, new joy, because you were compassionate to them. Amen.